I'm going to invite some of our men to come, and we are going to prepare to celebrate as the church, as brothers and sisters, saints, bought with the blood of Jesus. We're going to celebrate our salvation, pictured in bread and juice. Jesus said, "This is my body which is broken for you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for the forgiveness of your sins." This is what it cost. Because God is just, and He must punish sin. And God wants to be gracious to sinners. How does that work? He is obligated by His own character, by what He loves, to hate sin and punish sinners. And that's us. And yet He wants to extend something we don't deserve to us. That doesn't make any sense. How can that be? David in the Psalms says, "Blessed is the man against whom you do not count or credit your sin." So I've built up a record of wrongs that stand against me, and in a legal court, they would condemn me. Before the judge of the universe, I'm a rebel, I'm an enemy. I've committed treason against the Most High God. I deserve His wrath, His punishment. Yet He wants to be gracious to me because that's His heart. He loves. So how can that work? He takes my record of debt that stood against me and nails it to the cross of Jesus. So all my guilt, my shame, the record of wrong that was against me is credited to Jesus' account. Jesus takes that. He owns it. He becomes sin in my place and is nailed to the cross. And not the physical torment, but the wrath of God poured out in those hours of darkness on the cross. Punishment for my sins, what I deserve, Jesus willingly receives into Himself. So that record of debt that stood against me was nailed to the cross, and it's no longer on my record. And think about how many sins that I have committed, that you have committed, were future from the standpoint of the cross. So the sins I haven't yet committed, those are forgiven sins. That doesn't encourage me to sin that grace may abound. No, it causes me to be wrecked by the grace of God and say, "Help me to live a life not to pay you back, but to honor the gift and give you thanks." We're going to serve you bread and juice. If you've received the gift, if you're a recipient of His grace, if you've said, I have nothing but my sins to offer you, no merit, no earning, no, I don't want what I deserve. I understand what that is. I'd rather have a gift I don't deserve. If that's you, if you've received the gift, you're welcome. Just take bread, take juice, hold those in your hands and reflect on what it costs, what Jesus did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll receive those together as the body of Christ. Lord Jesus, what a gift. You didn't give us something. You gave us Yourself. You gave Yourself for us so that we could know You, be in relationship with You and with the Father who sent You. Help us today to treasure the gift that we have received simply by faith, taking You at Your word, believing that what You have said is true, and entrusting ourselves to Your care. Thank You, Jesus, for paying my price in full, so today I can enjoy communion, relationship with God and with His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away our sins. Drink.